I'm Steve McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, Keen, K-E-E-N. Address is 6486 Alexander Court, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-526-7655, ID is XXX-XX-1235, date of birth is 3-20-1943, 79-year-old widowed woman, retired, teacher's aide, insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross, pharmacy is Walgreens-Paradise, is addressed to Dr. Jamal, JAMALLEL-KHALMD, Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, 530-872-6650, 530-877-2196, parenthesis fax and parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline. Dear Dr. El-Kahal, thank you for referring Marilyn Keene for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Marilyn was seen today for her initial neurological evaluation, in which she gave a detailed medical history regarding her current and past family circumstances, demonstrating excellent preserved remote memory. New paragraph. Her main problem at this time is immediate and recent memory, where she has difficulties with recollection and object placement. Subparagraph, she uses a calendar to keep track of her circumstances. New paragraph, she feels that this may have progressed recently. New paragraph, she does take nutritional supplements and does believe that she's taking a general women's vitamin, which took some time to recollect today on questioning. New paragraph, she's been treated with donepezil at 5 milligrams, and she reports that there's been an improvement in her circumstances with sense of well-being. And overall capacity. New paragraph, her neurological examination today is otherwise within normal limits. New paragraph, MR imaging of the brain completed at your request at Enloe Medical Center showed variable ischemic white matter lesions with some cerebral shrinkage of the white matter, but did not report other significant findings. New paragraph. Her past medical history was otherwise non-contributory. She is allergic to macrobid and laundry detergent. She had basal cell carcinoma on her nose, which was treated. She has a clinical history of, quote, low blood pressure, unquote, and thyroid disease. She develops rhinitis in cold weather. She does live alone, but denies having falls or difficulty with vision or hearing. She has completed an advanced directive, subparagraph, she denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, she is not sexually active. New paragraph, her last menstrual period was 30 years ago. She has three daughters born in 1962, 64, 1980. New paragraph. Her father died in an accident at age 28. Her mother died of uncertain causes, age 67. She has one sister, age 76, younger than she is, who has dementia, possibly of the Lewy body variety. New paragraph. Her husband died at age 67 from ALS. New paragraph. Her children are all in good health. New paragraph. She did not indicate a family history of other serious illnesses. New paragraph. She completed college and some postgraduate education. New paragraph. She takes alcohol beverages infrequently. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She does not live with a significant other. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph. She denied any occupational concerns. New paragraph. She denied a history of serious illnesses but has a previous history of a fracture. She denied operations or hospitalizations. She's never had a blood transfusion. New paragraph. Her neuromusculoskeletal review of systems was positive for a sense of that under general, it should say positive for a change in her sense of taste and smell and memory reduction. Head, no symptoms reported. Neck, no symptoms reported. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph, neurological review of systems is otherwise unremarkable for any other difficulty with vision, hearing, phonation, swallowing, extremity movements, stiffness, ataxia, sensory changes, or unusual dysomnia. New paragraph. For neurological examination on general evaluation today is normal. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Marilyn presents with a history of maternal family degenerative dementia. Subparagraph. Her sister possibly has diagnosed Lewy body dementia. New paragraph. She remains on nutritional supplementation, including vitamin D3, vitamin B6, B12, CoQ10, fish oil, focus factor, and more recently, therapeutic donepezil with clinical benefit recommendations. I've recommended that she continue with a women's therapeutic vitamin for WinMo 50. New paragraph, I've given her a prescription for benfotamine, parenthesis, a form of thiamine active in the central nervous system, end parenthesis. New paragraph, we are scheduling her for a high-resolution 3D neuroquantum brain imaging study for further evaluation of any brain degenerative changes. New paragraph, she will complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires and return with those reports for review and further recommendations in the diagnostic evaluation. New paragraph, additional laboratory studies may be required when she returns. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report, signed respectfully with my professional signature.